It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio today, I've got Stephen Jeffrey and Adriana Camiras?
Chimaras.
Close. We'll get there. We will get there. They are they're really in charge of the Joe's Valley Bouldering Festival. Man, I can't get my tongue working this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about this event. It's coming up the end of September, but it's been going on for, you know, 4 or 5 years, hasn't it?
This will be the fifth year.
All right. So, folks, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you this morning. Stephen, let's start with you. First and foremost, what brought you to the area here? Because I know a lot of people hear about bouldering and they don't understand what Joe's Valley really is to the bouldering community.
Yeah, so to non-rock climbers, rock climbing is first Mount Everest, and then it goes down to climbing in Yosemite on big cliffs. So it's hard for local people to understand there's climbing on these little teeny boulders. So what bouldering is you're fine-tuning your rock climbing skills by bouldering. But then bouldering in its own has become a whole sport and entity in rock climbing. So it's hard to actually see what's actually happening. But the boulders down there are what brought climbers here from all over the world.
And Joe's Valley is world-renowned. And I don't think a lot of people in the area realize that.
Yeah, I mean, people nowadays down in Castledale there and in Orangeville, they're really understanding because people come into the shops and they barely speak English. They're speaking German. They're speaking, you know, the French. And so everyone's kind of like, why in the world are you here? There's nothing here. But the bouldering has become world famous and world class.
Okay. Now, Adriana, we're going to switch over to you for a minute because your job is actually kind of twofold because you're in charge, part of being in charge of the festival, but you're also the tourism director for Emery County.
Yeah, so I'm actually trying to transition. I just got the job as a director of tourism for Emery County in February, and coordinating the festival is a lot of work. You know, it's like one of those labors of love, like writing the guidebook, which this guy over here is doing. And so, you know, within the next year, I'm hoping to recruit somebody to coordinate, but I'll always be on the board. So there's just three board members. It's a climber friend that I met on the road who does a lot of BDM, Amanda Leonard, which is a local. She's been pivotal in making this kind of festival work, and then myself. And so we'll always be on the board. We'll always have say over what's happening. But I am looking to shift away from coordinating the festival because the tourism in the county, it's a big role.
But it, really, one hand washes the other in this aspect. People from all over.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the dates and the schedule and kind of some of the things that are going to go on and what people can look forward to during the bouldering festival.
Yeah. So, 4-day event. We'll start off a little slow and just do a bit of a cookout, a Ninja Warrior course, mostly for locals and kids because Isaac Caldero's coming in. We're really excited about that. He's been a wonderful bridge between the two communities. The locals love American Ninja Warrior, and climbers have a connection with Isaac because he's actually the last author of the guidebook, and he's from Provo, so he's like a local Utah kid. And then on Friday, he'll actually be doing an assembly at the high school for the kids. And then we will be, I'm like spacing a little bit on the schedule. Friday is usually the big kickoff with the rodeo. People love it. Really, it's not a rodeo. We call them cowboy games because really they're just that. And so we do a hide race. We do steer riding. We do mutton busting if we can get enough kids, chicken chase. And so it's a really fun opportunity to see climbers that's like way out of their perspective. We often get, you know, the locals being like, what, you're scared of a little steer, but you're out there climbing with no ropes.
They're a little out of their comfort zone.
Yeah. And so the next day we try to oppose that and we do free meetups for locals, some climbing clinics with pro athletes, and then we do climber games. So little feats of strengths that we like to do to entertain ourselves, kind of like the cowboy games.
Okay, and it starts September 26th, runs through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
If people want more information on this, you guys have a Facebook page, do you not? It's a great page.
Yeah, like, Joe's Valley Bouldering is the Facebook page, and our website is joesvalleyfest.com.
And it's just amazing. I went on there, and I was looking around, and I mean, all the the sponsors that you guys have got from this. Not only local, but I mean major companies that are willing to come in and kick in for this festival. This is great.
Yeah, historically, the Travel Bureau has always been a big supporter of the Joes Valley Fest, as well as Organic Climbing. They're one of the top crash pad manufacturers, climbing brands, so we feel pretty lucky.
And that's what my wife has always talked about. She, you know, she wants to start playing around and doing this.
Anytime.
And she's got one of my kids that want to go do it, too.
Anytime.
So, you know, and so it, once again, Joes Valley for boulderers is a great, great area to go and do it in. You know what? Thanks for all the attention that you guys are drawing to it, really. Stephen, let's talk a little bit, and I'll have you kind of close out, about why people and what are some of the things that people are going to see that maybe don't know a lot about bouldering and maybe want to get started. What would be the best things to do?
So for a local of Orangeville and Castledale in the area of Emery County, what you're going to see is what actual climbing happens and why climbers are so into defining movement across rock and moving and climbing. As a climber coming down here, you're going to see how a local is not afraid of a small little, you know, a bull's horns, and the climbers run in complete fear. So it gives you a good contrast of the two diverse communities coming together and making the festival what it is.
Well, and I think that says it all, really. And yeah. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to make it over there. I've never been. I really never been, and I've driven over through there and gone to Joes Valley millions and millions of times. I've never been to this thing, and we're going to try and make it this year. And appreciate you guys for coming in. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right, one last time, Facebook page and then the web page.
So our Facebook page is the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival.
All right, guys, thank you for coming over. We really appreciate it. And have a great day.
Thanks.
Have fun out there. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.